Welcome to your five for today. The United Nations Population Division informed the world that on the 15th of November 2022, the world population had passed 8 billion. That is 8,000 million people. The world has never been so crowded. It is estimated that during the Stone Age, there were just 4 million people on Earth. At the time of Christ, the population had increased to 200 million, and by 1700 it had risen to 600 million. All that is a long way from today's population. By 1800, the population had passed 1 billion and was still only 2.5 billion by 1950. From there, the growth in the number of people on Earth has been extraordinary. It reached 6 billion by 1999, and 7 billion by 2011. Those who have calculated projections say that by 2030 there will be 8.5 billion people, by 2050 9.7 billion, and by the 2080s it will rise to 10.4 billion, which many analysts consider to be the peak. Interestingly, during the COVID pandemic, when an estimated 6 to 15 million people died of the virus, world population continued to grow. The reasons for this growth are many, and the obvious one is that people are living longer. In 1900, life expectancy was just 32. By 1950, it was 47. And now worldwide is over 70. This is largely due to improvements in public health services and also the decline of infant mortality and deaths in childbirth. Also, the Green Revolution has brought about improvements in agricultural production, which has meant that the warnings of scarce resources and famine have not materialized. The increased number of people on Earth is one of the main causes, so many people think, of increases in CO2 emissions. And so climate warming is at least partly due to more people. Also, such increases in population give rise to increase in need for housing and associated social services and infrastructure. One of the main growth areas is in Africa, and it is anticipated that there will be a megacity along the West African coast which could dwarf all other world cities. The suggestion has been made that such a city would reach a population of over 500 million people, that is half a billion. One can only imagine the serious social issues that could arise. Interestingly, most developed Western countries are experiencing or will experience drops in birth rate and population decline. This leads to a potential scarcity of workers to undertake the necessary services for the community. This is why some people advocate increasing immigration, because if there are no indigenous workers, then workers have to be found from somewhere. But that might be at the cost of social cohesion. The Bible is clear that no matter how big the world population becomes, God has a deep love for each person who has ever lived on planet Earth. No one and nothing escapes his attention. He has a deep desire that all will one day inhabit the wonder and glorious place called heaven. But to go there requires a decision by us here on earth. We must give this decision serious consideration before it is too late. Jesus informed his followers not to be troubled by all the negative aspects of life on earth, and they were not to be anxious and worried. By prayer and drawing close to the Saviour in faith, a genuine peace can be experienced in heart and mind. Also, Jesus said that he had gone to prepare a place for his followers, and in that place there is more than enough room to accommodate all who will trust, love, and serve him. What a great blessing that is. Thank you for listening.